The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I'll tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races! Touchdown! Oh, he's done it again!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
Saturday mailbag. What's going on, everybody? Let's get those questions answered. Apple Podcasts, email, Fantasy Cops. Our email address is fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Feel free to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and we will do our best to read your question. We read most of those. I'm Adam Azer with Jamie Eisenberg. You've heard from Jamie all week. Whatever. Frank Stampfl is here, though. Frank, what up? I don't recognize you without the Pokemon costume.
Yeah, I could barely recognize myself. Doing well, guys. How are you guys doing?
Great.
I'm doing wonderfully. I think we got some fairly big news. Chris Godwin's going to play. Ezekiel Elliott could be a game time decision. Frank, you expressed a little frustration with Chris Godwin playing in your Antonio Brown outlook. Anyway.
Yeah, because I wrote up Antonio Brown on CBSSports.com at the top of my matchup notes that I do every week. I usually write up one player that I'm excited about. Antonio Brown was that player. I'm still excited about him, but I would have been a little bit more excited if there was no Chris Godwin in this game. So we'll see. We'll see what the target share breaks down. First game, all three active, Godwin, Antonio Brown, and Mike Evans. It's going to be interesting. It will be a very fun game, not compared to Monday Night Football.
Yeah, or Thursday Night Football, for that matter. Ezekiel Elliott has a hamstring injury, Jamie, so he could be a game-time decision. We're not that excited about starting Zeke, so would we be excited about starting Pollard? And they have a bye next week, and it's a 4 o'clock start, so that also stinks if he's really a game-time decision. So basically I'm asking, should I waste my time picking up Pollard if he's available?
I think you should pick up Pollard if he's available. I mean, you never want to pass up the opportunity to have a starting running back on your fantasy team if you can. But that doesn't mean you have to start Tony Pollard. So, you know, if he does get the chance to be the guy against the Steelers, then I would probably assume he's getting somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, 15 to 20 total touches just based on what they've done with Zeke and Pollard combined. The hope would be is that we've been saying this about Ezekiel Elliott, just throw the ball to their running backs. That's been the biggest downfall for Zeke. The rushing is bad, but at least if they were throwing the ball, you could justify considering must-start running back.
Philip Lindsay and Tim Patrick are expected to play. Patrick or Judy?
I'll go with Patrick. I think he showed a better rapport earlier on in the season. I think big playability is there for him. I like both. It's a solid matchup against the Falcons, but I'll go Patrick.
I'll go with Judy. Most of Patrick's numbers came without Drew Lock, so you know I wonder where the rapport is with those two guys. So hopefully it's Patrick because he's been, like Frank said, good. But I think Judy's starting to show some things, and hopefully that's where we get with him in this matchup against Atlanta.
Jamie's very generous because he's like, I'll go with Judy, and then he's like, but hopefully it's Patrick. But really, in his mind, he
well, I think they're both Judy. Number three receivers. I don't think there's a must-start guy of the Broncos receiving core outside of Noah Fant.
Troymaine Pope cleared the concussion protocol. He will get Vegas this week. Does this dim the outlook for Justin Jackson, Jamie?
No, I think Justin Jackson is still the lead running back for the Chargers. I think this dings Joshua Kelly because based on what we saw last week, the explosiveness was there for Jackson. The explosiveness was there for Pope and just hasn't been there for Kelly.
All right. And finally, Raheem Mostert and Deebo Samuel both have a chance to return next week. So that would be nice. I don't want to have to deal with this 49ers running back situation any longer if I don't have to. All right, let's get to the Apple Podcast questions. I have a few here in the notes, guys. Then after we do those, I'm just going to check for some new ones that are on Apple Podcasts that were not available last night. So starter sit, Philip Lindsay, Damian Harris, or Devontae Freeman?
I like Damian Harris. He's not going to catch any passes, but he rushed for 100 yards last week. He scored a touchdown, and it's a solid matchup against the Jets. They've been better recently against the run, but I expect some good things from Harris.
Couldn't agree more. No Avery Williamson, potentially no Quentin Williams. So a bad run defense could be even worse.
Rest of season trade stuff here from Marker Make. Grade the trade. Give Kareem Hunt and Brandon Ayuk. Get Ezekiel Elliott and Will Fuller.
Whew, man. A month ago, this would have been a much different question. I'd rather have the Hunt side.
Really?
Really? Wow. Chubb should be back next week.
Doesn't matter.
There's also a pretty significant wide receiver upgrade there from Ayuk to Fuller.
I was thinking that too, and it is PPR.
Ayuk may be as good as Fuller.
I don't know. If Debo plays and no Garoppolo.
No Kittle.
I'm sure we would all take Fuller over Ayuk.
I would, but I'm gonna take Kareem Hunt over Zeke Elliott at this point.
Okay. Even with Chubb returning. I mean, I see it. The quarterback situation is terrible. It's completely decimated their offense, but
the offensive line's terrible. That's a big part of it too.
Yeah.
Okay. From the Jam Man, dear Antonio, Marquise, John, and AJ. And Cleveland.
Browns.
Yeah, the Browns. Grade the trade. Give Jacobs, DJ Moore, and Dallas Goedert. Jacobs, DJ Moore, and Goddard get Alvin Kamara. That's fun.
Oh, man. Usually I'm all for the classic Frank 2-for-1, but this is a three for one.
It also leaves him with Hayden Hurst at tight end.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Hurst and Goddard are dissimilar. You know, Zach Ertz will be back at some point. Look, if you have depth here to upgrade basically Jacobs and DJ Moore for Kamara, I'm perfectly fine with that. I would give it a B.
A plus.
Okay. I'm going to try to look up just for fun. Oh, by the way, you ever go to a CBS page, like you go to your league homepage and you see the score and you start to figure, like, who did I play against? Because I am trailing in a PPR league 20.8 to nothing. So, like, who do you think scored 20.8 points? Like, it wasn't Adams. He scored more than that, right?
He did.
Oh, he better not have started MVS.
No, that's probably the Packers defense.
Yeah, maybe McKinnon.
And I was going to say Packers defense and maybe McKinnon.
All right, let's see. Let's see who I think. Because, you know, you got to figure it out. Is that play one person,
it's
two?
Not, it could be Aaron Jones and one of those guys, too.
Yeah,
it could be Jarek McKinnon and Robbie Gould.
Okay.
That's BS that I played Jerick McKinnon. Are you kidding me? You don't deserve it. You started Jerick McKinnon. You don't deserve it, Myrone. You don't deserve it. Like, he didn't. Workhorse back. Jerick McKinnon scored with 4 seconds left. Get out of town.
Adam, how about this? I have a league where I am going against the Packers defense, and they outscored my JaMychal Hasty, Jordan Reed, and Trent Taylor.
Yeah. <That's brutal. laughs> They sure did.
That's a brutal start. I have the one guillotine league I do. I have Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. And obviously they've been monstrous for the last several weeks since Adams has been back. But the one game that they go bad, I'm going to be in trouble. So whenever they play like a Thursday game, you know, or a primetime spot, like I just have to like kind of close my eyes and just hope that they continue to do this. Because the minute they lose, I'm done.
Are you enjoying the guillotine league?
I love it. It's my second year doing it. It's with all other analysts from around the industry. Last year, I think I got to around this point and I was chopped. I spent all of my remaining money, so I'm penniless to get James Conner because my running backs were, it's 17 teams, you know, so your draft is always going to be interesting. And I had Adams was my first pick. But yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah, I'm doing one next year.
Like I went to the waiver wire yesterday before the game started, and Raheem Mostert and Jerick McKinnon were both there. So I cut John Brown. I'm sorry, no, I kept John. No, I cut James White and Cam Newton to pick up those two 49ers guys before the game, and I played McKinnon.
All right, in PPR leagues right now, Alvin Kamara is scoring about 12 more points per game than Josh Jacobs. That is, a DeAndre Swift or a Kenyon Drake per game. When you compare the two. Back to your questions via Apple Podcast. From not upset, just disappointed. Grade the trade. Give Chase Edmonds, Damian Harris, Juju, and Evan Ingram. Edmonds, Harris, Juju, and Ingram. Get Davante Adams, Drew Brees, and Austin Hooper.
You give him too much. I love Davante Adams, but you give him too much.
Really? What are you giving?
I think so.
Because if Drake is back next week and Edmonds is in a reserve role again, are you really giving up too much?
What if Drake's not back for 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
I still think, you know, well, first of all, he's like got a slight chance to play this week. So I would think he'll be back next week.
I would say even if Kenyon Drake is not playing this week and not playing next week, I still like this trade. Damian Harris is a high-end flex running back at best. Juju is a high-end wide receiver 3, low-end wide receiver 2. You're getting the best wide receiver in fantasy.
Yeah, I guess it probably makes sense.
Oh, I've been meaning to look this up. There's got to be a stat. You take away the game that Adams left with an injury this year, and you include the playoff games. It's probably something like 12 of the last 13 games, he has double-digit targets.
Rodgers looks for him on every throw. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm gonna figure this out before the show's over. Or I'm going to say that, forget about it, and then do it some
I'll
other
do it
time.
For you.
Okay. All right. Frank and I will answer some questions. Include the playoffs, Jamie. From JJ, dear Rod, Marty, Wayne, Daryl, and Monty. Rod, Marty, Wayne, Daryl, and Monty. That feels very gettable. Who's the better beat the waiver wire for week 10, Jared Cook or Eric Ebron? Well, let's go.
I don't have matchups pulled up for me right now.
Let's get it, Frank.
Just off the top of my head, knowing what I know now, I would say I like Jared Cook more than Ebron, but that could change based on the matchups.
New Orleans faces San Francisco.
Okay.
And Pittsburgh has an easy matchup, I know. Cincinnati. Maybe Ebron.
It's close. I'll still lean with Jared Cook. There are just so many mouths to feed in Pittsburgh, and you just don't know who's going to get the ball on a weekly basis. And Michael Thomas should be back, hopefully, for the Saints. But, I still think Jared Cook could see 5-6 targets per game. I'll take Cook, but it's close.
So including the week 3 game
of
this year where he got hurt, he has one game last year in the regular season with single-digit targets.
The whole regular season?
The whole regular, well, since the week 3 game last, or week 4 game last year.
Right, since he came back from the injury. So do you know what that is?
But the game that he got hurt, the Philadelphia game last year when he had the toe injury, he had 15 targets in the first half.
So did you get like in the last blank, he has double-digit targets in blank of his last blank games, including the playoffs?
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9. So 8 of 9 in the regular season last year. And then
I'm pretty sure 2 of 2 in the playoffs.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row. So what is that? That's 13 of 14.
13 out of 14 last regular season games.
And then 2 in the playoffs.
I think 2 in the playoffs, right?
Yep.
So that is 15 of the last 6. That's a full season. 15 of the last 16 games. Davante Adams has had double-digit targets. Woo!
I think I saw that he was on pace for 160 targets before Thursday night's game, and that was with missing 2.5 games.
Okay, from...
Adam, what did I tell you before the season?
Yeah, you should have been number one. Yep.
Dumb.
Great, we have to change our mind about who the best wide receiver in football is for the fifth straight year.
11 targets each of the 2 playoff games.
All right, this is from Mawman 5000. Grade the trade. Give James Robinson and Noah Fant. Robinson and Fant. Get Deshaun Watson, Antonio Gibson, and Jared Cook. I need a quarterback. Robinson and Fant for Watson, Gibson, and Cook.
Yeah. Nay. Seems... I don't like giving up James Robinson. Jaguars offense, I don't really know what it's going to look like, but I mean, just any running back that's going to give you 15 to 20 touches on a weekly basis, it's hard to give up. But you also get Deshaun Watson, so I'll give it.
You're getting Gibson as a replacement, so it's a downgrade, but it's not that steep of a downgrade. And depending on what you're upgrading at quarterback, Deshaun Watson's got top 3 upside rest of the way.
All right, this is from D Hop. 12
DeAndre
team
Hopkins.
Yeah, he says D Hop, but not DeAndre. Actually, is the full name. 12 team half PPR. He has Adams and Hopkins. He went 0 RB. So trade DK Metcalf and Josh Allen. Get Lamar Jackson and Austin Eckler.
I think if you're trading DK Metcalf at this point, you got to do better than Eckler.
I agree.
We just don't know that Eckler's 100%.
Okay. From Hoth 86. Start two running backs, three wide receivers, and a flex. James Robinson, David Johnson, Josh Jacobs, Justin Jackson. Pick two of them. Robinson, David Johnson, Jacobs, and Jackson.
Assuming Jacobs is healthy, it'd be Robinson and Jacobs for me.
I agree.
And then pick three wide receivers. Fuller, McLaurin, Cooks, Shepard, Lamb, Lazard. Okay, so Fuller, McLaurin, and Cooks, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And then a flex, which is David Johnson, Justin Jackson, or Shepard, or Lamb.
David Johnson.
David Johnson.
Joe in Foxborough.
Now, if there is no Josh Jacobs, then it's interesting between Jackson and Shepard. I would probably lean toward Jackson.
Agreed.
Joe in Foxborough. Trade away Marquise Brown and TJ Hockenson. Get DJ Chark and Mark Andrews. Brown and Hockenson for Chark and Andrews.
I would do it. I think it's nay because I think the best of Andrews is still to come. And Chark and Brown are basically a wash. They're the same type of guy.
Yeah, I think it's a B. I just don't really know what to expect from DJ Chark with Luton as his quarterback.
This is from Aaron Rodgers 2020. Hey, Aaron. Give me a flex. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, David Johnson, or Deontay Johnson?
Clyde.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope this is a good week for him.
I have him one spot ahead of David Johnson, so I do think it's really close between those two.
It is close. I would prefer David Johnson, but just for making it easy for our listener here, I'll go with Clyde Edwards-Helaire because I do think it's close.
Grade the trade from Ben. Give Darren Waller, get Chris Carson. I have Hunter Henry. I like it.
I like it too, but yep. I mean, if Chris Carson's not healthy, we just don't know. You know, you can never trust Pete Carroll with injuries because he's always optimistic that everybody's going to be fine. So if Carson doesn't play again, like how long is the injury going to linger?
Yeah.
So you're doing it though? Okay, B.
Yeah, I think it's a B. There's a little risk involved. And, you know, Hunter Henry, he's been okay. He's only scored one touchdown this year. So that's for someone who usually gets so much of his production from touchdowns, that's a little frustrating.
Right. I think the one thing, though, is you're not going to find a running back like Carson if he's right, as good as Waller is. Like,
yeah,
you'd much rather have the running back.
If he's healthy, he's a top 12 guy.
Yep.
This is from Tommy G. Ducks. Dear Ruth, Charlotte, Marty, and Wendy. You guys know that one? Ruth, Marty, Charlotte, and Wendy?
No.
It was Ozark. Mm. Ozark. Outstanding show.
I've heard good things.
Oh, yep. Great. Not good. Great things. Half PPR, 10-team league. Give up Tyreek Hill. Get Keenan Allen and Daryl Henderson.
A+.
Do you like Keenan Allen better than Tyreek Hill rest of the season?
It's a wash, and that you're getting whatever Henderson is just puts it over the top.
Okay. And grade the trade from Heath's Breakfast Stout. I'm in second place. I'm trying to consolidate for the playoffs. Point per first down league. Give Will Fuller, David Johnson, and Raheem Mostert. All right, it's a lot. Will Fuller, David Johnson, Raheem Mostert. Get Keenan Allen and Miles Sanders.
I like this quite a bit.
Yeah, I think that's good. I like that.
Assuming Miles Sanders can get healthy. You know, it's a similar situation to Carson, but I think when Sanders is healthy, he's a top 12 guy as well.
The expectation is Sanders is going to play next week coming off their bye. So, yeah, I think that's a great trade.
Good stuff. Thank you, everybody, for your Apple Podcast questions. Always good, and we appreciate them. Let's do this. The Fantasy Cops. We got two Fantasy Cops questions today. The first one comes from Dale in Nashville, Tennessee. Hi, beautiful city, by the way. Hi, Chase, Blaine, and Drew. You know them.
Quarterbacks.
Yeah. Wait, were they all Broncos? Was Blaine Gabbert on the... What's the common thread here? Missouri?
Missouri.
Yeah. Okay. I got a good one for you today. My team is dead last at 0-8. 10-team Superflex League. We're allowed to have two keepers that are kept two rounds higher than they were drafted the year before. We're allowed to trade draft picks. We've allowed draft pick trading late in the year in these situations before. So I reached trade agreements with three other teams, all of which involved current stars for future draft picks. I won't go into detail on what the trades were, but they were solid and benefited both parties. Absolutely no hint of collusion. I announced the terms of the trade on our group chat for full transparency. We had three members of the league complain about the trade, saying that we shouldn't allow draft pick trading until preseason next year, despite the fact that we have allowed these in the past and have no rules against it. A few hours later, the trades were all successfully vetoed. It takes four votes to veto, and I know exactly who the four are. I mentioned only three complainers above. We found out that they reached out to a member who left the league 3 weeks ago out of frustration with the league and has not been managing his team since. The self-exiled member either one, provided his account access to make the vetoes happen, or two, just went in out of spite and vetoed our trade. Also, we are 99% sure we reached out to the exiled member and instigated this whole thing. Oh, who reached out to the exiled member and instigated the whole thing? So we know who got this guy back in the league just to do a veto. If we find out that he acted in the old member's behalf, should we kick him out of the league? Also, should the vote of the exiled member count toward the veto? I'm so pissed.
Why did the person get exiled?
I don't know. Was he exiled or did he just quit? It seems like he just quit. Like he was frustrated with the league and he just quit. And then he comes back just to veto a trade.
Oh my God.
At the behest of this sounds like a terrible league. Like why? Oh, right? Yeah. Why would you do this to yourself?
This is all over the place. This is two weeks in a row now where we have Fantasy Cops questions regarding people who are not paying attention, leaving leagues. First of all, get rid of the veto system. That first and foremost, like, people should not play with vetoes. That's just where I stand on that. In terms of the trade, they should be fine. I mean, if there's no rules against trading draft picks and it's, you know, keeper, dynasty league, that's part of the game. Like, there's no issue with that. And people do this in my league every single year. There's fire sales. People throw their arms up. They get, oh my God, how are you? You're trading away this one great keeper for all these great players. It happens every single year. So I don't have a problem with that. Find some new league mates, man, because these guys are just all over the place.
What an awkward group text that must be.
Really? This is supposed to be fun. Like, this just sounds so annoying.
I think that if one of the complaining owners did reach out to the exile guy, self-exile, it seems, then, that's pretty bad. Is it grounds for dismissal? I don't know. Your league is probably grounds for dismissal. But he should be docked. I'd take away a draft pick or something.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty bad. And a fine, like a $500,000 fine.
That's true. John Gruden style.
Yeah. Next up, Nick Bauscher from Utah. Get a lot of Utah emails, Nick, so welcome. I offered a manager a crappy trade, very honest of you, and then he offered the following.
We call that an Azer trade.
Yeah, Azer trade. I get Saquon Barkley plus late round draft picks. He gets Miles Gaskin and early round draft picks. I accepted right away. This is a little confusing, I must admit, so just listen. Saquon is currently on IR. After the trade was accepted, the other manager, the brother of the commissioner, by the way, stated that he did not want the trade to go through. Okay, that's pretty shady. Our commissioner is not going to process the trade because we have a rule that states a player who is on IR may not be traded. Before the player can be traded, he must be taken off of IR. Now remember the complaining team traded a guy who's on IR, Saquon Barkley. Now the rule clearly states that a player on IR may not be traded. However, the second sentence states before the player can be traded, he must be taken off of IR. The website also lets managers offer and accept trades for players on IR. I say that the commissioner should force the other manager to move Saquon back to the active roster and process the trade because he offered it. What do you think?
1,000%.
Yeah. Don't let this guy get away with a technicality. He had trade regret. He offered the trade. You accepted, and then he's pulling this IR technicality. You don't do that, right, Frank?
No, come on. Yeah. Oh my God, these people try to weasel their way out of trades that they've accepted every single week. We hear this in the Fantasy Cops, man. It's like, it's not going to happen in the NFL. It doesn't happen in real life. Like, you accept a trade, it goes through. What are we doing here?
Is he upset because Miles Gaskin got hurt?
Maybe.
Like, I think, you know, you're trading for Gaskin to help you with your current season, obviously. Like, he's not trading for Gaskin for his future benefit because why would you give up Barkley for that? So... yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you got a bad situation. You got a bad deal. You know, you traded for damaged goods, but you, the one that instigated the trade, you have to deal with the consequences of it.
We're going to take a break here. We're going to take a break here on the Fantasy Football Today podcast. When we come back, your email is fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603. For complete details.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
This just in, Devontae Freeman is out this week. Jamie, what do you think about Wayne Gallman?
He is out this week of your lineups.
All right.
I wouldn't trust Wayne Gallman. He has scored in two straight, but last week's playing time was down. They used too much of Alfred Morris. Why, I don't know. And Deion Lewis caught a touchdown. So tough matchup, easy to avoid.
What kind of a superhero would Gallman be? Somebody who like has the gall to do like really inappropriate, overstepping boundaries kinds of things. Like he comments on your, he says he hates your outfit.
It's a little Jamichael Hasty that your Miles Gaskins about this question.
Oh, he's like, oh gosh, that outfit looks terrible on you. Da-da-da, Gallman. We all get it. Okay.
Oh,
thank you. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Frank, for laughing. This is from Dozier. Give Josh Allen and Calvin Ridley, get Aaron Rodgers and A.J. Brown. Who wins?
Seems like a wash, but I think if Ridley is healthy, I would prefer that side.
Agreed.
Really? Josh Allen and Ridley to Rodgers and Brown?
It's so close, but I think if Ridley's right, he's better than Brown.
From Jeremy, dear Yeah, Squints, Ham, Benny, and Smalls. Ah, Little Mermaid. Great. One of my favorite kids' movies.
Sandlot, bro.
Yeah. Trade Ezekiel. Oh, somebody asked me. Oh, yeah, yeah. So it was like, is the Sandlot a patriotic movie or like a 4th of July movie or something like that? Because that's one scene. Like, no.
I got asked an interesting one. I don't think I brought this up to you.
What?
On Halloween, I got asked, is Karate Kid a Halloween movie?
No, of course not.
But the way that it was framed to me was, the most crucial part of the movie happens during the Halloween scene because that's when Mr. Miyagi beats up the Cobra Kai guys.
Okay, obviously it's not a Halloween movie. Nobody thinks it's a Halloween movie.
It is one of the best Halloween costumes ever, though.
It's a great shower curtain. It's a great Halloween costume. yeah, that's. I could see the moron diehard people being on the Halloween train there.
Adam.
Come on. Somebody
just lost
posted
the electoral college with that comment.
Somebody posted something during this past election week, election night for 4 days. Post something like that will unify. Like post something that everyone can get behind, or post something that will unify this country, or whatever. And I actually saw a former colleague of ours who now works, Greg Doyle. Where does he work? Indianapolis Star.
Yes, the Indy Star.
He posted something just about food. I don't remember what it was. So then I posted, Halloween should be on the last Friday of October. I feel like everyone could get behind that.
Why not Saturday?
I think it's more fun for the kids if they could go to school on Halloween and dress up. They could do it if it was October 30, if it was Halloween Eve. But, you know, the other thing is, like, I don't want to give up my whole Saturday. The Saturday, like, it's college football on. It should be Friday. You go trick-or-treating Friday early evening. That's what I think. I think everyone could get behind that. I think it'd be great for America. Halloween, last Friday of every October.
What was the response?
I think everybody was pretty. Some people said, why not Saturday? But yeah, who's going to disagree with that?
The Super Bowl should be the Sunday before President's Day.
Yes, or Super Bowl Monday should be a holiday. I agree.
Either one.
Yeah. Yes. Or we should just all move to the West Coast and, you know, not have to, the game wouldn't end so late.
You won't leave your house to get a haircut. Now you're moving to the West Coast?
Look at my hair, everybody. It's my wife did this. Why would I need to go get a haircut? She's a pro. She's terrific.
Looks good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, right? She crushed it.
Matches the same shirt that you wore in Friday's podcast.
It's still Friday. Okay. From Jeremy. Oh, wait. I read this part. I didn't read the trade. Gray the trade. Zeke and Chark for Galladay and Miles Sanders. It's not going to be very good for week 9, but Zeke and Chark for Galladay and Miles Sanders.
I think that's an A. If Galladay's
healthy. If you're just playing for week 9, you take the Chark side. He's the only one that might play. The Galladay side for sure.
Okay, from TC in the true Northern California. I don't know what that means. Hey, Lil Jon, Macho Man, and the Hodge Twins.
What do they have in common?
Nicknames, people with famous yas.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know who the Hodge Twins are, but...
Oh, Lil Jon is like, yeah! Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah.
Macho Man. Do your best Macho Man impression.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. That's like, that sounds Hulkish.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is, right.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, ow. It legitimately hurts.
Wait,
no more Sarah Marshall again. No more.
Come on, do it again.
Okay, someone's offering me Zeke for Clyde Edwards-Helaire straight up. What do I do?
You take it.
You'd rather have Zeke?
No, You'd rather have Edwards-Helaire.
I don't think that is crazy. I think they're probably in the same range rest of season, but I prefer Clyde right now.
William from Memphis. I was offered Austin Eckler and Tyler Higbee for Mark Andrews and Damian Harris. Eckler and Higbee for Andrews and Damian Harris.
I mean, Higbee's basically a zero at this point.
Yep.
He's not giving you anything, so...
I think I'd rather have Eckler, though.
I like getting the Eckler side, but, I mean, give yourself an opportunity to get a tight end.
He has
I don't know
Burton.
What your waiver wire looks like.
He has Burton.
You know, try and trade for someone else. But if you get at least a decent streaming tight end, then yeah, I would take Eckler.
Okay. From Joe. Howdy, guys. I was offered Zeke for Kareem Hunt.
Spoke about this earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know Jamie would rather have Kareem Hunt. How about you, Frank?
Yeah, I think I will lean with Hunt. Even with Chubb back, I think that his role will go back to something similar to what it was earlier in the season. Maybe a little bit more for Hunt, but... Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have a running back on the Browns than the running back for the Cowboys right now.
Half PPR question from Shiv. Give up DeAndre Hopkins, get Ezekiel Elliott and Drew Brees. I have no running back except Clyde Edwards-Helaire because Miles Gaskin is out. I have Breida, Wilkins, McKinnon, DJ Dallas, and he has Derek Carr and Tua at quarterback. So, and he still has... A lot of detail here, but, you know, it's a huge pay, but Hopkins for Zeke and Breeze.
No.
But,
no.
Like, you can't win with Tua and Carr, I don't think.
You can win with Carr.
Yep.
Maybe.
Especially this week.
All right, from Taylor. Hey, Manuel Tua.
Has Carr been better or worse than Breeze? I'm going to guess it's very close.
I do too, but I feel like, you know, Michael Thomas. But I'll tell you.
Well, no Brian Edwards.
Drew Brees is QB 13 in fantasy points per game. Derek Carr is QB 18.
Okay. Yeah, they're pretty close. On CBS, they're separated by about half a point. Cool. Okay, so next question. Hey, Manuel, Tool, Lewis, and Orton. I don't know them at all.
I have no idea.
PPR keeper. Oh, they were Bills... 2013 and 14 starting quarterbacks. Tuel. I do not remember that person. Who the hell is that? PPR keeper league. 10 teams. Start 2 flexes. I've got Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, and Aaron Jones. Tyler Lockett and AJ Brown and Antonio Gibson. Should I trade Antonio Gibson for Chris Godwin?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, this is from...
T.Y. Hilton is not going to play.
Damn it! This is from Luke. Said no one. Hey, control, alt, and delete. That's funny. I like that. Grade the trade. Give Devontae Adams F. Give Devontae Adams, Chase Edmonds, and Tua Tagovailoa. Get Derrick Henry, J.K. Dobbins, Cole Beasley, and Chase Claypool. 2 QB league. Ooh, that makes things interesting. All right, so you're giving up Adams, you're getting Henry. You're giving up Edmonds, you're getting Dobbins. You're giving up Tua in a 2 QB PPR league. You're getting Beasley and Claypool. What do you think?
If you have the quarterback depth to give up Tua, then that makes it much easier.
Yeah, I think that I would lean with the Henry side.
Right.
All right.
But it's close. It's like a B minus.
Grade the trade from Jake. PPR, gave up DJ Moore, get Miles Sanders.
It's a B.
I like that. I like that quite a bit.
Yep. B.
From Mark, 2 QB, 2 flex. This is more of a if this trade is fair question because one member of the league is making a stink. I give up Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift, Joe Burrow, and T. Higgins. Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift, Joe Burrow, and T. Higgins. 4 rookies, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. For Christian McCaffrey, Chris Carson, and Baker Mayfield. Yeah, this is, I'd probably be making a stink too. This is pretty stinky.
Like, if you had stopped at McCaffrey, okay, maybe. Once you throw in the other guys, it's just too much.
What do you do about that? I feel like you make a stink, but you don't veto it or something.
No vetoes, Adam.
Yeah, we've had some trades that even you've been like, okay, veto that.
I don't think this is one of them.
I'm not sure if that's true, by the way. I kind of made that up. Hockenson for Juju. Grade the trade from Chris. I lost George Kittle. Juju's on my bench.
See? Fair trade.
Yeah.
Okay. Start or sit questions now from Jake and KC. This one really threw me off. Dear Levine, Corolla, Abagnale, and Furter.
Adams?
I mean, I know Adam Levine and I know Adam Carolla. The only Abagnale I know is Frank Abagnale. So that's why I thought this was a... Oh, Frankfurter. Did you get that? I totally did not get that.
That's, like, I mean, it popped into my mind.
I did not get that. So that would be 2 Adams and 2 Franks? Okay. I have a few buys and injuries this week. Who should I start? PPR. RB2 and flex. DeAndre Swift, Philip Lindsay, Matt Breida. Pick one of those. Swift, Lindsay, Breida.
Swift.
Swift.
And then Deontay Johnson, John Brown, Laviska Shenault, or one of those running backs, Lindsay Breida.
Breida if he plays. Otherwise, John Brown.
Yeah, that sounds right.
From Rob, bench 1, full PPR. DJ Chark, JD McKissick, or Ronald Jones?
Jones.
Yes.
From Nicholas, pick 3 of 4. So sit 1. Adam Thielen, Chase Claypool, Justin Jefferson, Will Fuller.
I will sit Claypool.
Yeah.
Dave and Flint, what do you think about starting Kamara and Murray this week? With Drew Brees being banged up and Michael Thomas possibly not playing. And what do you think about James Conner and Benny Snell starting both of them this week? With maybe, you know, the thought, you know, Conner does his thing and then Snell comes in. So both Saints guys, both Steelers guys, I do not like it at all. What do you guys think?
I would just start Kamara and Conner personally. But,
yeah, I don't.
If you have to start,
I'm sure
a duo,
he is. I don't know. This might be 2 different leagues for all I know.
Yeah, if I had to start a duo, it'd still be the Saints guys because you have to have more faith in Murray's role than Snell's role. But it would not shock me if the Steelers guys are better just because how bad the Cowboys is and how that game could go. Like, we could see Benny Snell just doing everything in the fourth quarter. Would not be shocked.
Yeah, I was leaning the Steelers because of that very reason.
I don't think Latavius Murray most weeks is a terrible start, but against the best run defense in the history of football, yes. No, he's not a good start. This is from Brett from a small town north of Boise. Frank, what do you know about Idaho geography?
I don't know anything about any geography.
Do you know this reference? Hey, Michael, Buster, and Job.
Nope.
Really? Jamie, don't let me down. Michael, Buster, and Job?
Is that Mission Impossible?
It's Arrested Development.
I just know Job from the Bible reference from Mission Impossible.
You guys have never seen Arrested Development? That is one of the best shows of all time. Okay, pick a running back, a wide receiver, and a flex. Dobbins, Taylor. Okay, Dobbins, Taylor. Pick one.
I'll go Dobbins. Dobbins.
And a wide receiver, Cooper, Kirk, Chark. Or Jerry Jeudy.
Cooper Cooks or Chark?
Cooper Christian Kirk or Chark.
Oh, Kirk.
I would go with... Yeah, I'll go with Chark.
Pick a flex. Jonathan Taylor, Amari Cooper, Christian Kirk, DJ Chark, Jerry Jeudy.
Chark.
I would go with Taylor.
All right. This is from Noah. Dear Aginla, Kiprasov, McDonald, and Flurry. Those are McDonald's desserts. McDonald and Flurry. Now, those are hockey players. I need help, I think, anyway. I need help deciding between Dobbins and Harris, half PPR.
I like Dobbins.
If it was full PPR, I would go with Dobbins. Half or none, I'll take Harris with what the Jets' run defense could look like.
Aginla, these are Calgary Flames, yeah. And second part of that question is, would you flex the other running back over A.J. Brown?
No.
No.
Last one from Mark. The Cardinals' running game requires a blood sacrifice. They hang the early downs back out to dry. That's why DJ limped out the door and Drake is right behind him. They know Chase Edmonds isn't built for that. Does Eno Benjamin get Drake's role? Is Eno Benjamin more motivated to run north and south right at the defense to get paid next season? That would suck for your start of the week, Jamie.
It would, but he's not getting paid next season no matter what he does in this game, so that's just not a factor at all. They could use Eno Benjamin and Chase Edmonds. I don't think Chase Edmonds is playing 100% of the snaps. So I expect Eno Benjamin to have some work, but if you're telling me that there's 20 touches to be handed out between those two guys, I would think it's going to be probably 16 or 17 for Edmonds.
I do worry a little bit that they might not change Edmonds' role much. I think it will increase a little bit, but maybe not as much as people are thinking. I'm looking at like 12 carries, 4 or 5 catches. Does that sound right?
Sure.
Oh, hope we get more than that. By the way, Mark gave us a reference from the movie Raising Arizona. You ever seen that one, Jamie?
No.
So I had never seen it. I had no interest in seeing it. I watched it last year around Christmas time. I don't think it's a Christmas movie. It's really funny. It's like a classic movie. Raising Arizona. Recommend. I got to finish it, actually. I didn't get to see the whole thing. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot. Before you see Raising Arizona, you should watch Arrested Development, though. You will be quoting it for the rest of your life. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. We will talk to you on Sunday night with the recap.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.